here's a story from The World.
I confess, when I need to get the basic contours of a story, Wikipedia can be a time saver. I know I'm not alone. Wikipedia has 323 language editions, so a lot of people everywhere are benefiting from crowdsourced intelligence. What Wikipedia is not so good at, there's little consistency across most of those languages when it comes to the quality and accuracy of the entries. There are predictable differences. Spanish Wikipedia, for example, refers to Catalonia as a Spanish autonomous community, but Catalan Wikipedia declares Catalonia to be its own country. Then there are also the insidious differences, when editors in a language other than English use a platform to give oxygen to extremist views. Denny Vrandicic is trying to figure out how to correct these problems. He's head of special projects at the Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit that owns and operates Wikipedia. Denny joins us from the San Francisco Bay Area. Let's get to the why of this problem. First of all, Denny, English is the dominant language on Wikipedia. How many editors or Wikipedians does it have working on it?
English Wikipedia has about 35,000 active Wikipedians. This means people who are contributing more than 5 edits every month. And it's actually it's several hundred thousand who contribute in general. So there's a really large community of people contributing to the English Wikipedia.
So you clearly need eyes and minds to keep the facts straight, especially if you've got 323 languages other than English. How do you propose synchronizing the quality of languages on Wikipedia to weed out disinformation or misinformation?
Right now, the thing is that we are splitting a lot of energy across those 300 languages that we support. We want to create one single representation, one common representation, language-independent representation of the content that can then be easily translated into the languages of the Wikipedias. And this content then would come from a much larger community that makes sure that it's consistent, that it's fair, that it's a neutral point of view being represented in the content, that it's correct, that it doesn't have errors, and then have this available as a kind of baseline of knowledge to all the different language editions of Wikipedia that want to participate in this. So our goal is really to create a platform where everyone can contribute to those coding tasks, to those translation tasks, without necessarily already being a developer, without necessarily already being a coder. This is our big challenge, and this is where we want to be.
So if I get you, then you're talking about an algorithm that will take kind of like this free-floating universe of facts, and I'm using air quotes here on facts, and systemize it, making it kind of universally accurate?
Making it universally accessible in different languages. Whether it is accurate or not, this is something that we don't promise to do automatically, obviously, because there's no algorithm to check for correctness, right? There's no algorithm to check for truth. The idea here is that by making it available in many, many different languages, there will be a lot of people who will actually be able to see this, and they can then click the edit button and say, no, this is not right, or this is right. The same way that we're doing it on Wikipedia now, and it works for the big Wikipedias that have a lot of contributors, but does not necessarily work for smaller Wikipedias, because there's simply not enough people to see all the content, to check the content, to improve the content.
When you say smaller Wikipedias, you're talking about languages that are not spoken by that many people, I assume.
And particularly for languages where we don't have that many contributors to the Wikipedias. Sometimes there are languages that have tens of millions of speakers, like Hausa or Igbo, but we don't have that many contributors on the Wikipedias. Exactly.
So given that until now, each language version of Wikipedia has been its own project operating largely independently, how will you get the editors of all the hundreds of languages on Wikipedia to work together?
Abstract Wikipedia will be an offering to those communities, and they will be able to decide whether they want to take it up or not.
If it's voluntary, though, ultimately, how can it be effective? I mean, it sounds ultimately like the editors are on the honor system.
Yes, that's right. And we won't be changing that. It will remain a volunteering system.
In the end, Denny, is this a problem computer science will solve, or is it ultimately a problem of people in politics?
It's a problem of people in politics. The computer science behind it is well understood. We're not developing much new things here. It's really, how do we manage to get people who don't even necessarily speak the same language to work together effectively, to work on knowledge together, to agree on the contents, and to make it accessible to everyone. And this is something that the community will do autonomously, that they will figure out how to work together, and we provide them a platform that allows them to work there.
Denny Vrandicic is head of special projects at the Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit that owns and operates Wikipedia. Denny, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.